FM 94.3 WJTL, David Crowder Band, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. Good morning at 7:19.
Hey, good morning, friends. Happy Thursday. Weather-wise today, cloudy this morning, becoming mostly sunny. Later on, high in the mid-60s today. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low 50. Friday, rain, cloudy, rain likely, breezy, high 57. Saturday, steady rain in the morning, showers in the afternoon, high 62. Sunday, clouds and rain as well, high 64. I know we love the sunshine, but we really need the rain, so it's a good forecast. It's 49 here in Mannheim.
My head's kind of spinning because for the past 10 minutes, two Christian theater visionaries have been plotting the next 10 years of Christian musicals throughout our area. Nicole Yetzi is with us this morning. She's the theater director at Lititz Area Mennonite School. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you here.
I love coming in.
And we're going to talk about the Bradshaws, but first, tell people about LAMS in case they don't know.
Yeah, so LAMS, or Lititz Area Mennonite School, is a private Christian school, grades pre-K through 12, just located a little bit just over here, and we offer where it's kind of a whole child experience, everything from very great academics to sports to the arts and just all of that. Yeah.
And hello to our friend Keith Garner.
Who, hi, Keith.
We want to say hi to all our friends there, but especially to Keith. And today we're talking about the Bradshaws. And Nicole, I just love you've brought us this poster, this little postcard. And I love the costumes. I love the set. I love that from the castle somebody's saying, everything's fine. So you have written the Bradshaws. Tell us about this story.
Sure, absolutely. So it's a little bit of a spinoff. If you saw our last year's musical, More to the Story, this is a spinoff of the very pompous and aloof Lord Benedict Bradshaw.
What a name.
I love that name.
Yeah. There's a lot of pressure on him to be like the perfect prestigious head of this old family. And when he returns home, after being away for quite a long time, he's coming home for his cousin Sebastian, who he pronounces Sebastian because, you know, he has this great
because
accent.
Because, of course, yes.
Because he has this amazing accent. The lead in the show, Mason Martin, incredible actor, incredibly talented, humble, 16-year-old, I might add, is the lead in this. And anyway, he comes home for his cousin's wedding, and his cousin Sebastian has no idea that he's getting married.
Marriage.
It's an arranged marriage, and once Benedict finds out that his cousin doesn't want to get married, he's like, "All right, I must save my cousin from this wedding that he does not want." But instead of being honest and just going to the girl and saying, Miss Edwina Kensington, and saying,
also a great name,
yeah, saying, "I, you know, really don't want to marry you," they decide to come up with all of these ways to get her to break it off. That way they don't upset their grandma, their grandmother, who arranged the entire affair.
Right.
So obviously hilarity ensues as everything goes wrong and, you know, chaos ensues and all of that, and it's just a wild ride.
And there's costumes and music and dancing and fun.
Yes, beautiful costumes designed from scratch by the amazing Sophie Rogers. Dances choreographed by the visionary Kara Harley, and we have beautiful musical numbers and hilarious situations, music pulled from all over the place, and just, such a fun-filled family, musical.
The Bradshaws next weekend here at Landis Hall at the Junction Center, May 6th and 7th, 2 o'clock at 7 o'clock both days, right?
Correct, yes.
And it's pay what you will.
Absolutely, yes. We want to be able to make all of our performances available for families, siblings that can come to every show. If they want to see their older brother be a lead and sing, you know, hilarious musicals while dancing with. Also, we have some special guest stars in the show. We have two little dogs in the show, too.
Whoa.
Because, you know, what's a pompous lord without a tiny little dog
exactly.
that fits in his sleeve, right? So, obviously there's chaos ensuing with that, too. And that's just,
Nicole, how many students do you have involved in this
show? We have 9 students in this production. Yep. All of them are extremely talented. The oldest is 18. She just turned 18, all the way down to our youngest, who is actually playing the matriarch of the family, grandmother Annette. And she is 14.
That's
so
awesome.
We have a whole...
How about crew-wise? How much crew do you have?
Oh, we probably have... 15 crew. The sets are massive and the costumes are layers, actually like layers upon layers upon layers, just like they would have worn back then. So we have an amazing team of costumers, set movers, and lighting designers. And it's definitely takes a village.
Oh, I love it. Lititzeri Menai School, their village is going to be putting on a show called The Bradshaws. It looks and sounds hilarious. Can't wait for you to see it. It's happening here at the Junction Center, May 6th and 7th. Two shows both days, 2 and 7 o'clock. It's a pay what you will, junctioncenterproductions.com. Nicole, anything else? Did we miss anything?
Come and see the show. It's honestly some of the funniest stuff I've ever written. And a comedy, I guess, runs in my family, too. So
yes, it does. Love that. Apollo Ltd. Ticket is back to the music. This is Soul Worth Saving on WJTL.